Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
good morning, everyone. Welcome along. That's from 1969 on the Flying Dutchman label, an original pressing I picked up recently from Jean-Claude's excellent If Music shop down in London. It's the Horace Tapscott Quintet. The album is The Giant Is Awakened, and that was a tune called The Dark Tree. Horace Tapscott on piano, Black Arthur Blythe on alto saxophone. Two bass players on here, David Bryant and Walter Savage, and Everett Brown was playing the drums, produced by Bob Teal. And you can tell it's Bob Teal was at Impulse Records prior to forming the Flying Dutchman label. You can tell the same aesthetics are in play in terms of the beautiful laminated gatefold sleeves, even with the orangey red spine. A beautiful piece of artwork and jazz to start us off this Sunday morning here on Sheffield Live. It is Spinning Jazz, it's Pete Evans till 11. And another spiritual gem that I picked up from Jean-Claude recently. It's from 1981, recorded in Paris on the SQL label. This is alto saxophonist Byron Pope and his album Music for Earth Dwellers and Star Seekers. And this is a tune called Third Eyes. And on this, Pope's alto is accompanied by Georges-Ed Nouel on piano, Varick Grant on bass, Roger Raspail on percussion, Chris Henderson on drums, and Sebastião Perazzo is on the berimbau. We'll be right back. second release on the Zanja record label, focusing on the Cuban music. That was the Havana Negra from an album that came out in 2024. It was actually recorded in 2016 and 2017 with some extra tracks as well in December 2022. And that was a tune called El Traicionero, The Traitor. Band consists of Alan Ladron de Guevara on drums, Roger Rizzo on piano, Rafael Aldama is on bass, Dennis Bofill on percussion, Roberto Luis Gomez on guitars, and Carlos Vaitia on trumpet. There was a guest tenor player on that particular track, who was Christian Pimentel, and recommended beautiful produced album with lovely gatefold sleeve. Again, I don't just buy records because they have nice laminated gatefold sleeves, although funnily enough the first few today have had laminated sleeves. What am I talking about? Let's get on with the music. Fortunately, I was able to see a great young British pianist recently in Sheffield. It was Sultan Stevenson with his trio, and his first album came out in 2023 on Whirlwind Records. It's called Faithful One, and I'm going to play the title track. And the lineup on here consists of Stevenson on piano, Jacob Grin, who was with him in Sheffield the other week, on bass, excellent bass player, Joel Walters is on drums, and on this track he has a trumpeter, Josh Short, and on tenor it is the great Dennis Baptiste. He has another album coming out in March. I'm going to be buying it. I hope you'll check it out too. It comes highly recommended. He plays some tunes from the forthcoming album on the Sheffield Jazz Evening up at Crooks Working Men's Club at the end of January, and it was absolutely a knockout. This is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans, Sheffield Live, here till 11 with the best in vinyl jazz, both contemporary and, of course, from the rich history of the modern jazz scene, which now goes back, what, to the 40s, the bebop era. So we're talking about 80 years of recorded music to choose from. Anyway, here's Sultan Stevenson. Thank you. Playing that one for Mark and Amanda in Doncaster. That's a fantastic new album recorded in May 2024 at the Sunset Studios in Cape Town. It's the Kyle Shepherd Trio, and the album's called A Dance More Sweetly Played. It's out on Matsuli Music Records. Highly recommended. That's a tune called Teardrop. And Kyle Shepherd's piano was accompanied by Shane Cooper on double bass, and Jono Sweetman was playing the drums. We're heading back to the 80s and the Nimbus record label out of Santa Barbara in California. And this is the Creative Arts Ensemble. The album's called One Step Out. This is the title track, and it features many of our favourites from that label, a stable of musicians from California, which was producing such great spiritual-based modern jazz in the 80s. And on here, you're going to hear Kaif Razadin on piano, BJ Crowley on vocals. She is the co-leader of the group. Jigs Wilbert Hemsley is on tenor saxophone, Gary Bias on alto and soprano sax, Dedisi Komalafi on flute, George Bohannon on trombone, Jeff Clayton on baritone saxophone, Al White on trumpets, the skipper Henry Franklin is on bass, and Sonship Fierce is on drums and percussion. It's Spinning Jazz, it's Vinyl, all the way till 11. We'll be right back.
I've got a feeling you want to do what's right. gonna tell you a little story about a funky and a soul.
The Club 7 in Oslo in 1971. That was Webster Lewis and the post pop space rock bebop gospel tabernacle chorus and orchestra. Let's head up to 10 o'clock with some Terra Masahino.